When a dozen or so members of a Hawaiian sovereignty group took by force the front desk at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs headquarters in Honolulu, Andre Perez was there. The Hawaiian independence activist and cultural practitioner approached the men and caught it all on tape.
What's going on?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Polynesian Kingdom of Atui, right, / Hawaiian Kingdom, is now the property owner of this property.
I support Hawaiian self-determination and direct action, and Hawaiians taking matters into their own hands when necessary. So I wasn't immediately ready to condemn them. I just don't think it was a very realistic approach.
13 men from the self-proclaimed Hawaiian independence group known as the Kingdom of Atui attempted to seize control of OHA's office and assets and to arrest OHA trustees in the name of the overthrown Kingdom of Hawaii.
So there was nothing about what they did that I think is in any way representative of the way that the Hawaiian independence movement has been carried for the last 30, 40 years.
Noilani Goodyear Ko'opua is a political science professor at UH Manoa. She's been an active member of various Hawaiian independence groups since the early 90s.
What they did is actually really setting us behind, because what they've done now is created an excuse for law enforcement to come down harder upon nonviolent direct action.
Activism has been a catalyst for change in the Hawaiian community since the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom in 1893. The Kauai-based Kingdom of Atui is one of an estimated 10 groups attempting to exercise independence and self-governance.
I think the reason why we have so many self-proclaimed monarchs within our Hawaiian community is because that very question it's a tough one.
Kuhio Lewis, former OHA employee and head of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, admits there are oftentimes challenges to any one entity's ability to adequately represent such a diverse Native Hawaiian community.
I mean, who is in charge? Who is our ali'i? Who is representing the voice of the Hawaiian people? Not easy.
Unfortunately, we were dispossessed. We cannot ever forget that.
Former Native Hawaiian legislator Brickwood Galateria served in the state Senate for a decade. He's long been an advocate of working within the system to create change.
We should use that as an impetus to get into leadership roles in this particular government. That's how you impact policy, which impacts change.
The easy answer, easy to say, hard to do, is for Hawaiians to put down our differences and come together. Of course, trying to actually do that is much more difficult.
One thing that everyone we spoke to can agree on is that self-determination is the final destination. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.